USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley.
The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse. We are not confirming the identity of the suspect at this time. I do understand that there are pictures being circulated and names being circulated in the media. However, we're not going to confirm, again, to protect the integrity of this ongoing investigation.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has invited President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address Tuesday, February 4th. Pelosi extended the invitation in a letter to the president on Friday. The invitation comes days after the House impeached the president on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
AAA says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling between December 21st and New Year's Day. That's roughly a 4% increase over the last year, and AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair says a lot of travelers will be dealing with headaches this holiday season.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
Sinclair, speaking there on NBC News, also says that the worst time to travel is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. Pasadena, California is gearing up for the Rose Bowl game and the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day. Jesse Baker with the U.S. Secret Service says everyone needs to be vigilant during high-profile events.
If something seems out of place, if something is unusual, if it doesn't fit with the narrative of what you've seen, you got to let someone know.
The game will feature the Oregon Ducks taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The flu is continuing to cause havoc across the country. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The flu outbreak is getting worse across America. Some examples, the state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed a day early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The Senate is looking into recent California wildfires and the electrical grid around the state as they investigate Pacific Gas and Electric's role in those deadly wildfires. Among the witnesses testifying before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee was PG&E's CEO, Bill Johnson.
PG&E is deeply sorry for the role that our equipment had in those fires and the losses that occurred because of them. And we're taking action to prevent it from ever happening again.
Johnson also talks about the internal power outages that PG&E implemented to prevent fires.
We took the unprecedented step of intentionally turning off power for safety, and this decision affected millions of our customers, caused them disruption and hardship, even as it succeeded in its goal of protecting human life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.